No matter where you come from, no matter where you're going, here's a place where you can take comfort in the knowing that whether if you come to stay a while or just passing through, this door is open to you. Come and let's be silent. Come and share a hug. Come, let's play together. Come, love and be loved. From the blissed out to the turned out, from the pampered to the abused, this door is open to you. Come on in.
Come on in.
Come on in. The God in us recognizes the God in you.
The God in you.
Whether you're black or white, gay or straight, Christian, Buddhist or Jew, this door,
is open
to you.
Good morning, Unity Renaissance. Oh, it's great to see you all here. Yes, you got it. Please stand and rise. Help us sing.
Everybody, get up on your feet. See the light in everybody you meet. Everybody, get up on your feet. See the light in everybody you meet. Let us be reminded who we've come to be. We are love, we are one, one big family. Hey, hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, 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 yeah, yeah. Everybody, get up on your feet. See the light in everybody you meet. Everybody, get up on your feet. See the light in everybody you meet. Let us be reminded who we've come to be. We are love, we are one, one big family. Hey, hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, 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 yeah, yeah. Let us make a joyful sound. Here we stand on holy ground. Let us make a joyful sound. Here we stand on holy ground. Let us make a joyful sound. Hey, 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 hey. Everybody, get up on your feet. See the light in everybody you meet. Everybody, get up on your feet. See the light in everybody you meet. Let us be reminded who we've come to be. We are love, we are one, one big family. Hey, hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, 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 yeah, yeah.
One more time.
Let us make a joyful sound. Here we stand on holy ground. Let us make a joyful sound. Here we stand on holy ground. Let us make a joyful sound. Hey, 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 hey. Everybody, get up on your feet. See the light in everybody you meet. Hey, hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, 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 yeah, yeah.
Welcome.
Okay. All right. We won't. So anyway, thank you for being here this morning. And you know, Unity is a special place. Of course, I feel that way, not only because I'm a Unity minister, because it's where I found myself. It's where I found out who I am, what I am, and how I can change my life. And that's what Unity is all about, transformation, an understanding of who we are and the power that lies with us. So welcome, welcome, welcome to Unity Renaissance. I know they said Richmond, but Renaissance. So, Let us now share our our mission, our vision statement, excuse me. And so what do we see? Together, American world, living in peace, love, and a vision statement, I think it is. We'll find out in a second. A vision statement, and it says, we transform lives that transform the world. And that's what I hope happens this morning. Each and every time you come here, I hope in some small way your life is transformed. So let's pray together. Spirit, we know that you are present because we are present. Please light that fire in our hearts so that we come to understand the power and the presence of all that we teach, all that we believe. And let us understand that where we are in our own presence, in our own beingness, really determines how our life shows up, how we show up for other individuals. And so today we set the intention to show up with love and peace and joy, for it is who we are as Unity of Renaissance. And so it is. Amen.
Very important prayer. If it's the only prayer you do, just pray, use me. Oh, I start this. Is everybody ready? Yeah. Okay, let's turn it
on. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Yes, please stand. But God's so much more than the earth or the stars or all of creation. God is creator, all in all, needing us to shine its light as me, as you. Command my life, it's here for you, that heals all creation. God is creator, makes all things new, and God needs us to shine its light as me, as you. I'll abide as you show me all that I must do.
And now is the time in the service where we turn and greet our neighbor with a friendly handshake, bow, or a hug. And please repeat to them the divinity salute. The divine in me greets the divine in you. And we serve and celebrate together for the glory of God.
God needs us to shine its light as me, as you. So use
must do. Show me all that I must do. Show me all that I must do.
You guys did great at clapping, by the way. That was awesome. My name is Boyd Black, and I am grateful and honored to be your platform host for today. Our word for today is grace. Please join me in our affirmation. The grace of God surrounds and enfolds me. I didn't hear anybody, is this? Oh, okay. The grace of God surrounds and enfolds me. You ready? The grace of God surrounds and enfolds me. Yeah. From the moment I greet the day to the moment I rest at night, I am enfolded in the grace of God. I find grace in the rhythm and balance of the natural world. It is in the beauty of a sunrise and in the sweet, gentle rain. I find grace in the sweet souls with whom I share this beautiful planet, the faces of my dear ones and others I meet throughout the day. Grace is the presence of God made manifest. As it does for the world around me, grace blesses my life as well. It is the unexpected kindness, the serendipity, the forgiven error. It is the assurance I carry in the deepest recesses of my soul that I am loved, treasured, and secure in the heart of God. Our scripture verse today is taken from Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. If you desire or need prayer support, we have several options. You can go to our website, unityrenaissance.org, and submit a prayer request. You can call Silent Unity, our Unity Prayer Ministry, 24/7, they're always there, at 816-969-2000. And if you are fortunate enough to be here in attendance, you can go out these doors to the left to the white table, and there is a box and a paper. You can submit a prayer request and somebody will call you back. And we have two prayer chaplains here in the house for your prayer needs. I personally went to go visit Don Grady this morning. I said, I don't need anything specific, just amp me up, let it flow. He said, I will, but I gotta tell you, I'm not feeling 100% right now, but I'm gonna do my best, and he did. And I would like for everybody right now, in your mind, say, Don Grady, all is well. Love you, Don. And his beautiful wife, Lisa. Love her, too. Will you please stand so they can recognize you? They'll be in the chapel after the service. And they are a true wonder. I tell you, they're a great team. Will everyone please also stand and join them as we sing the Lord's Psalm?
Holy Creator, we praise your name. Your will in heaven and earth the same. Supply our needs, Lord, from day to day. Let your forgiveness light our way. Away from temptations, all deliver us, Lord, into your fold. For all the kingdom, power, and praise with you began and with you stay.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Your will in heaven,
thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Supply our needs,
and give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not, but deliver us from evil.
For
thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
For all the kingdom, power, and praise, with you began and with you stays. Amen. Amen.
Please be seated.
Still confusion abounds as we seek the right way. And I wonder sometimes what this world's coming to. And try to imagine what would Jesus do. Saying all is well, and it's as it should be. It's easy to do when it's pretty and clean. But when I think things aren't happening how they're supposed to, try to imagine what Jesus would do. What would he say about the homeless and the hungry? What would he do about the beggar and thief? What would he say to the drunk and drug addict, or the young girl selling herself on the street? Do you think he'd see heavenly perfection underneath earthly shell, through the veil of confusion to what is true? I believe that's what Jesus would do. If we could all embrace our Christ presence and learn to forgive 10 times and again, and in each face see their divine presence, we could change the world without from within and realize heavenly perfection underneath earthly shell, through the veil of confusion to what is true. I believe that's
what Jesus would do. I believe, oh, that's what Jesus would do.
That's Boyd Black. Give him some love.
So you ask somebody to pray to amp you up? It always works, okay? You live amped up. Thank you, thank you. Well, good morning. Kind of interesting week for me this week. Vicki was placed in a hospital on Friday because of, and she's okay, she's fine. It wasn't anything real serious, but she fell and bumped her nose, and then what happened is internally, it started to heal, but then she sneezed, as we all do, and it started to bleed. So about 2 o'clock in the morning, she started to bleed, she said. And then about 5 o'clock, she called me and said, you know, you got to take me to the emergency room. So I took her to the emergency room. Then they transferred her to the MCV, to the trauma unit, where they took great, great care of her, both places. Matter of fact, when she was in the emergency room, a couple of things that happened is, number one, the doctor said, are you on any drugs? And her answer was, well, Richard won't let me. Then another one said to her, and he was pretty handsome, I'm going to Bermuda. Would you like to go to Bermuda with me? And I said, I'm sitting here. Can I go? He said, no way. I just want to go with your wife. I said, well, it's up to her. Anyway, she now's booked. No, anyway. So it was actually, she was in great humor. The nurses loved her. The doctors loved her. And, of course, I love her. And she wasn't that far away from home, about 25 minutes, so I drive back and forth. And so last night, I started driving home, and I got home, and she called me. She said, you got to turn around because they're letting me out. I said, my goodness gracious. So she's home. She's feeling great. She's got to go back on Tuesday for one more procedure, and it'll be over with. Thank you, okay? I just wanted to share that with you this morning. And thank you. And those who knew, thank you for your prayers. She appreciates that. As a matter of fact, on the way, I found myself getting, when they started to transfer to the other hospital, the big hospital, I kind of got a little concerned. And I had to say to myself, no. It's okay to be concerned, but what's the action you're going to take? You're going to worry about it? And I decided what I'd do is pray about it in an affirmative way and see her totally healed and see her as she is and who she is. And you know, that really works. That really works. Now, I'll get to the message. Reinventing Jesus. Alicia has this way of about a month beforehand saying, what are you going to talk about? And so I thought about it for a minute, and I said, I'm going to talk about reinventing Jesus. She don't know. But we'll find out. And I nearly changed it, but I didn't, and I'm glad I didn't, because as I did some research and thought on it, I came up with some ideas that might be helpful. In reinventing Jesus, what I'm talking about is most of us, those who were Christian and brought up Christian, have an idea of what Jesus is. But sometimes it bothers us. Sometimes we've been fed information not in a positive way about Jesus and about the Christian faith. And so we kind of sometimes want to get away from Jesus. I don't know. Maybe some of you experienced that. And then others had a healthy relationship with Jesus as far as they were concerned, and so they brought that with them to unity. So we have a mixture normally. And what I'm talking about today is reinventing Jesus in a more contemporary lens of what he was teaching that we use in today's language rather than the language 2,000 years ago that may or may not have been translated into the real language that we speak today. And so what I want to do is just talk about some ways in which we might take on what Jesus was teaching. And one of the lenses I would talk about is universal wisdom. Now, universal wisdom is exhibited by Jesus in many ways. For example, if you take the Beatitudes, blessed are the poor, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek, blessed are those who seek religious understanding, blessed are the peacemakers, not the peacekeepers. They're blessed too, but it's a different thing. And so that is a lot of wisdom, if you would, that Jesus was relating to. And throughout his life, he demonstrated that wisdom in action. That's the real key. And that's what we talk about in unity. Demonstrate your wisdom in action. And when that happens, you feel more alive. You feel more in sync with yourself. You're more understanding of others and helping them do the same thing. And so universal wisdom is something that is certainly needed in our world today. And then the next thing comes up is inner transformation. Jesus and inner transformation. I'm going to take a second. I want to look at this and see if you can see it. Not too good. Anyway, it'll get better, okay? I'm just trying to get the PowerPoint proper. Anyway, so what do we talk about inner transformation? I think you know. Now, we teach in Unity that Jesus is a way shower. He is, number one, not the only child of God. He is a child of God like you and I are a child of God. Jesus really talked about living with in the kingdom of heaven, which is within us. That was really the theme of his message. The kingdom of heaven is within you. It's like a pearl. It's like a mustard seed. And he would go on and on about the ways in which this kingdom can show up in our lives. But we also know that what we think inside, what is within, will come out. And so it's very important to understand that we are on a transformational journey. A journey that says yes to life, says yes to one another, says yes to compassion, says yes, yes, yes to all the events in our lives. Even those we don't even like, because that's where the transformation takes place. That's why Jesus would talk to the people in such a way that he would explain to them this idea that transformation is within you. It is the opportunity to see the world from a better view. It's the opportunity to deal with life situations in a positive way. That doesn't mean we don't hurt. That doesn't mean that life is always kind to us, but it means we can take what happens and learn and grow from it. And I think that Jesus taught that. The next thing is unity consciousness. And here, I'm not just talking about unity, the organization, the consciousness. What I'm really talking about is, and Jesus wasn't talking about unity, by the way. He didn't know who unity was. But anyway, so what we're looking at here is this idea of oneness, that we are one. You know, we know today, because of the advances in science, that we are all have the string theory, that we all are connected energy-wise with a string of energy. Everything. And when I remember that, it gives me comfort. Thank goodness for science and the ability to bring together who we are, what we are, and unity thought. And so as I start to understand that, and I think Jesus knew that innately, I think he, you know, I don't know when, and I'll talk about this in a minute, but Jesus understood a lot about energy. He understood how energy worked. He understood how to manage energy. And he's saying to you and to me, you can do it too. You have the capability because you are children of God. I'm not the only one. And so we have this unity consciousness. And then there is the idea of mindfulness and presence. Mindfulness and presence. Jesus demonstrated this when he would go to the gardens. You know, I don't know where Jesus was the first 30 years of his life, but he'd gone somewhere, and some people feel that he went to India, and there's certainly some evidence to that effect, and that he was a great leader, in India, where he taught and maybe learned from the Buddhists. And he was bringing back to Israel to Judaism ideas that weren't different except in interpretation. You know, forgive your friends. Forgive those who hate you. Wow, what a strong statement. Believe me, in that day and time it was, because you were supposed to get even, even in the faith of Judaism. And so Jesus had a bigger picture and understanding. And in order to keep that up, he had to go away for a while. You know, when he first came and had his calling, that's what I call it, where he was baptized by John the Baptist, Jesus went away in the wilderness. And the reason he needed to go away, I think, is because what he wanted to do is get in control of his ego. So he would think, you know, if I just jumped off this ledge and floated down, people would believe in me. They would see the miracle. And then he said to himself, ego, get behind me. Get behind me. I need you back there to push me forward as Spirit leads me, but I don't need you to lead me. And he went through several of those things while he was in the wilderness, where he was renewing himself, really thinking about what he needed to do and how he needed to show up and what his intentions really were. And as he did that, again, you know, after the Sermon on the Mount, where the Beatitudes were shared, he went away, he went out into the sea, into nature, to renew himself. He went into the Garden of Gethsemane to renew himself. He was in a garden when transfiguration took place, to renew himself. He understood the concept of self-care. And you know, it's an important lesson for all of us to be aware of and to step into, this idea of self-care. And to be mindful that we need that. Now, sometimes we can go 10 or 12 days really pushing ourselves, but I don't know about you, but after about 10 days, I'm ready to really take a day off. And that means laying around for me. And I don't even play golf on those days. So the idea behind it is to be mindful of oneself, to be mindful of what you need to do, be mindful of meditation time on a regular basis, be mindful of being in the presence and the love of the universe itself. Because that's who you are, what you are, and literally in this moment what you are experiencing. And then, social justice and compassion. Wow. How many illustrations are there? There's one chapter in the Bible where the Pharisees are kind of upset with Jesus because he's having dinner with tax collectors. Tax collectors. Can you believe that in that day and time? Jesus having dinner with tax collectors? They were thought of as the most terrible thing, human being on the earth, as far as the Jewish folks were concerned. Because they couldn't be trusted. They taxed you more than they were supposed to. Most of them were very wealthy. And yet, at the same time, Jesus spent time with them because he understood how important it was to be in the moment and to be in the moment and demonstrate social justice. When the woman was brought before him for adultery, he drew a line in the sand, and he said to the people who were accusing her and wanting to stone her to death, "You without sin, cast the first stone." That's social justice. And social justice is not unto itself. It's really important that there be compassion with social justice, or it doesn't really work. When it's just the law, it's not personal. But when there's compassion and social justice working together, we care about the people that are having challenges. We care about the people who feel like maybe they're victims. We want to step in and hug them and love them and hold them in the glory that they are. And I think that's what Jesus did. Over again. Jesus would say to people after a miracle, healing the blind, etc. He would say, go and continue to be who you are. That's the real understanding of it. Go and be who you are. You are whole. You can now see even though you were blind. You now are healed. And you know, one of the things is, going back a little bit, is Jesus didn't say, well, let me ask you, when was the last time you were at the temple? Okay? When was the last time that you maybe tithed? When was the last time that you really showed up and you know, gave it your all from a standpoint of your religion? Those are not the questions he would ask. What he was interested in is, how are you hurting? How can I help you? How can I support you? How can I step in and embrace you? You folks know how to do that extremely well. Each and every one of you. And so Jesus was a person who certainly understood social justice and compassion. And so as we look at this idea of reinventing Jesus, we start to see him from a different perspective. I hope it's what happened this morning. You see him from a different perspective. You see him, again, as universal wisdom. When you see him that way, to me, it brings him into a bigger picture of life. That a man 2,000 years ago could see that, understand that, and be that. He certainly understood inner transformation. You know, that's what unity is really all about. That opportunity for you to transform yourself, which means then you transform your life, which means then that you know your own a spiritual journey, and that spirit is your guide, and that you follow that guide as led by spirit, and what happens? Things change in a positive and caring way. We move from being the victim into being an individual who's been blessed because of the experience that we thought was a negative. And Jesus certainly understood the social issues of his day and time, and we can transfer those to our day and time because there is work to be done in social issues. There are still great divisions, and we know that. And what we can do is bring us together in such a way that we don't become unglued when something happens. Instead, we find a way to solve, to step into, and to make a difference in people's lives. That's what I mean by Jesus being reinvented. God bless you. So now let's take a moment and just breathe. And through that exercising of breathing, open your heart, the heart space, and allow yourself to be totally in this moment. Where you can feel the compassion to support others. Where you can understand what's the next step on your spiritual journey. Where you can look at social justice through a lens of compassion. Where you can love yourself as you love others. Be in that mindset for a few moments as we go into the silence. we prepare to come back out of that silence into this moment, we know and we understand that when we reinvent Jesus and his teachings, we reinvent ourselves. Namaste.
Flow, Spirit, flow through me as I open up to be an expression of your unfolding peace. Show, Spirit, show through me as I open up to be an expression of your unfolding love.
This morning, when you came in, I hope you received this little piece of paper here. And on the front of it is an explanation of consistent giving, which we've been talking about this month in the last few weeks. But we want to get a little more in depth today, because one of the things we want to do is, one, make sure of two things: that our records are correct on what we call Breeze, and secondly, to give you a chance to look at your giving and to share with us how you propose to be a consistent giver, if you would like. You can either do that the old way by filling this out and just dropping it in a basket or giving it to myself or somebody, or you can do it the new way, because there is a scan to give. And so you can use that scan with your phone and bring yourself up to date. I just want to say this kindly, that many times we go along, you know, and we're used to giving X number of dollars every week or every month. And it goes on for fast, and it's natural. And you feel good about it, and you should. But maybe, just maybe, when you look at that pattern, maybe your income has gone up or gone down. Maybe you need to give less, or maybe you can give more. That's totally your decision, and it's in the privacy of your heart that you make that decision. So I'd ask you today, and we're going to ask some more, that you fill this out and complete it. And by the way, when we consistently give, we're not saying, I am pledging anything. We're saying, right now, in this moment, this is what I can do. If anything changes, I'm going to let you know and change it, so you understand. Thank you so much. And now, as we look at our opportunity to give, there's several ways you can do it. You can do it on Tithely. You can use your smartphone by texting give to
540-418-1228. Text now.
And if you want to do it right now, nobody's going to complain, okay? If you have your phone with you. And then the other thing I want to do is take a moment to give thanks for all the gifts that we receive each and every week. I think we had a little better February than we had January. We'll find out. Ask you to join me in our offertory blessing. Together, divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and I am grateful. Say that again. I am grateful. And we are.
Give and it's given back to you. Give and it's given back to you. Give and it's given back to you. Press down, shaking together, running over, back in good measure, it's given back to you.
All right.
Now we have a gratitude minute for Miss Laura Davis.
Good morning. Adrian asked me to come up here and have a gratitude minute, and I laughed at her because I was like, a minute. When was the last time you've ever heard me talk for just a minute?
Never.
Exactly. Lord knows, I'll talk your head off. But she kind of...
Who said that?
I just wanted to come up here and really just... I want to talk about just a little bit about my journey, or my husband, my son's journey here. Unity Renaissance has always been a lighthouse to us. I mean, we were here when Reverend Laura was here, and we would kind of bounce in and out based off of our life patterns and what was going on. And then December of 2021, we decided to come back. And I don't know, there was a shift in us, a shift in the energy everywhere for Unity and for us, that it just it allowed us to have that tight relationship that was, I don't think we'll ever leave now. You guys only knew us for just a few months when our house burnt down. Oh, gosh. I did my makeup today because I knew it was coming up here. And, I mean, without falter, you didn't even hesitate to support us. I mean, there was people offering to take shirts off of their back just for us. And you didn't even know us. You only knew us. We were only here for just a handful of months. And it was just incredible. Within hours of our house burning down, there was a fund that was opened, and within a month, over $10,000 was raised for us. And it was so beautiful. But it didn't stop there. It didn't stop there. This unity, this community of unity is just a powerhouse of boundless love. It didn't stop there. Always stopping us and asking us how we were doing, wanting to support us. Even we're moved into our house now, you know, as most of you know, and the support doesn't stop. I mean, Denise just stopped and asked how everything was and wanted to touch base with my heart to find out how we were. I mean, and beyond that, you have believed in me, allowed me to join in on communities and groups, and so I can help surround this place with love and help contribute in ways. You've opened my husband's heart in ways that I have not seen and I was not able to do myself, just by your love. And you've cared for my son the way that I would hope that any family member would. And I just love every one of you, and I'm so thankful for everything that you've done for us. And this is so unprofessional for me to be up here crying. But I did want to close out with something that Colleen Fillmore had said regarding unity that I thought was really important that you guys embody. I got this book. It's called Keys to the Kingdom. I really highly recommend it. It's the 5 Fundamentals of Truth. If you ever really want to dive deep into unity, this is one of the first things you should get. Connie Fillmore had said, what is unity? Unity is a family of loved ones drawn together by their mutual belief in an idea. The idea that holds us is that of a good and all-powerful God whose love indwells us and gives us everything we need to live happy, healthy, productive lives. This idea and the people who believe it have created incredible blessings of positive thought and prayer for our world. Our history is filled with stories of answered prayer, prosperity demonstrations, miracles of healing and peace. Our future holds no less, for as each of us unfolds as God's beloved expression, our individual spiritual growth speeds the spiritual development of our world. You have healed us in so many ways, and our love for you and for this community is ever growing, ever deepening, and boundless forever. Thank you so much.
Time for a song. Time for a song.
Are you supposed to be singing now?
Would you want to join us?
Oh, you
it's
don't
really
want me.
Easy.
Get the man a mic.
You don't want me to join you, okay?
No, you'll be fine. It's a really easy song. Bring back one of our favorites from the great Peter Mayer to kick off Women's History Month.
Jesus spoke, entreating them to come together in a great circle of love. And when his followers asked him then who should be included, Jesus said,
let everybody in, everybody in, everybody in to the circle, circle, everybody,
everybody, everybody,
everybody in to the circle, circle.
Oligarchs and tyrants try to keep some in and everyone else outside. Two revolutions sweep across the land and the people all stand and the common folk cry,
let everybody in, everybody in, everybody in to the circle, circle, everybody,
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 everybody in to the circle, circle.
Sometimes the circle is a class or creed. Sometimes the circle is made of only men. Till Susan B. Anthony said, hey, what about me? Let me in.
Let everybody in, everybody in, everybody in to the circle, circle, everybody,
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 everybody in to the circle, circle.
Sometimes a circle is a privileged thing, excluding people for the color of their skin. Till the voice of Martin Luther King said, hey, let freedom ring, let them in.
Let everybody in, everybody in, everybody in to the circle, circle, everybody,
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 everybody in to the circle, circle.
Gay or straight, rich or poor, whole or broken, open up that door.
The more we are, the greater we become. After all, we all are one.
Bring in the people that's out there. Bring in the fish in the sea and the birds in the air.
Bring in the rivers wide and the mountains tall. We go together or not at all.
Everybody in, everybody in, everybody in to the circle, circle, everybody,
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 everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody in to the circle, circle, everybody in,
everybody,
everybody, everybody in to the circle, circle, oh everybody,
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 everybody in to the circle, circle.
Awesome dancing.
Thank you. Especially those energetic ones, okay? Thank you so much. Everybody in, how cool that is. And Laura, wherever you are, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. I think you know that you are loved, and we know you love us because of the dedication and the way you treat us and the way you are with us. So thank you. Is there anybody here today, I'd like to welcome you, who's here for the first time at Unity Renaissance? I know of one person for sure. Anybody else? Right here. We have the package for you. Right here, up this down here. That goes. Good and high, good and high. Raise your hand. Okay, thank you. And she has Unity experience, by the way. So just remember that, okay, when you say hello to her. So thank you very much. We wanted to say thank you for being here. And that's one gift. And if you go into the bookstore and send a little registration, you'll get another gift, okay? So thank you very much. The other thing, I don't know the status of the bookstore this morning, but they were working on it. And, you know, if you have cash, you definitely can buy something. We'll find out about the other. They'll let you know when you go in there. So I just wanted to warn you, okay, and give you an opportunity to see our new bookstore. It's been rearranged, by the way. It's quite beautiful and opening. So take a look. So what am I supposed to say now?
Announcements.
Announcements are next, right? You do that. You do that. Yeah.
This one's on, it looks like. Isn't that on?
That is on.
Okay. Thank you. Wow. If you want to be a member of Unity Renaissance, we ask that you take a simple two-hour class. So that's when people, you say, man, I'm going to this church. It's called Unity. And people go, really, what's that about? And you can answer them intelligently and know a little bit about our history, a little bit about what Unity believes, the differences between Unity and traditional Christianity, and the history of Unity Renaissance, as well as the entire Unity movement. So if you want to become a member, this class is required. And if you just want to find out more about Unity, you're welcome to come too. But please sign up. We have two classes we're offering. On Saturday, March 9th at 11 a.m., that's in person, and then Monday night, March 11th at 6:30 p.m., that one is Zoom only. And was there any, what else was I going to say? Please sign up, and I guess that's it. That's it. Oh, no, I was going to tell you, New Member Sunday is March 17th, and that's when we'll come up here and welcome all our new members. So if you have that inkling, that urging inside, please let us know. You can sign up out there on the hall wall or on our website, unityrenaissance.org.
And we have a lot of events, a lot of happenings in March. So also in March, on March 8th, which is a Friday, we are joining with the Judeo-Christian Outreach Center to make 100 to-go meals for the homeless. You can contact Lynn Klein. There she is, stand up, Lynn. At lynnhklein@hotmail.com. You can volunteer to serve, to prepare, to deliver these meals. It's a great way to give back. And anyone age 10 and up can volunteer and help out.
It's a great feeling, too. We also have Thursday night. Is this Thursday night? Oh, no. This is another great Lynn Klein thing. Lynn is our outreach.
Stand
our
up,
outreach,
Lynn. Let's see.
Our outreach champion. And I love doing this. She supplies us cards and notepads and pencils that we can write positive notes to people who are incarcerated. And we hear back how much that means from them. You don't need to know the person. You just need to send, you know, just write an encouraging note to someone, something you think they would love to hear from you. And then Lynn takes them to incarcerated people, because I don't know exactly where. So that's a setup for you in Meyer Hall. Everything you need is there, so check it out after service today.
March 10th.
Oh, it's not out there today? Okay, next week.
Okay, more March. We got March 8th, we got March 9th, we got March 10th, March 11th. Okay, March 15th, our Unity men are sponsoring auction and dinner. Yeah. Whoop it up. Now, there's several bullet points to this. It's March 15th is the auction and dinner. The doors open at 6, but dinner starts at 6:15. It is our St. Paddy's Day chili feast. The cost is $5 per person, or if you're a family of four or more, it's $20. So if you got 5, 6, 20 kids, it's still only $20. And then there will be a live auction. Jack, what time is the live auction? 7:30. Thanks, Jack. And I believe the live auction starts after the dessert auction. Is that correct? Okay. Yeah. So March 15th, and you can auction off services, computer help, music or voice lessons. Any massage, Reiki, things like that. Also, you can bring items to auction off. And I think, Ed, people can bring items to auction off starting when?
Next Sunday.
Yeah.
Outside by the
waiting table, the admin table in the narthex.
That's awesome. Yeah, and only bring things that you would want to bid on yourself, okay? No trashy stuff. We want to have good stuff at the auction. And this is
services.
And services. That's right. Anything you can offer as a service.
So good. That's something to look forward to. And Donna Shannon is still doing her guided meditation in Sound Bowl. It's just a beautiful, beautiful experience. It's going to be here at 7 o'clock on Sunday. Come join us for that. And what did I say? Did I say Sunday? On Thursday. Thank you. Okay. Well, you can read.
Always, throughout our ministerial search, we have a board member who is availing themselves to answer any and all questions you may have. They'll be out in the narthex after the service. I think it's Jim Hudson today. Gail Boynton will be our board of directors.
Yay, Gail.
Member. Please, any questions you have about the ministerial search or anything else about what we're doing here at Unity, yeah, Gail will be happy to answer those. So now it's time to bring in the children. Yeah.
We are walking in the light of God. 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 We are walking, walking, we are walking, walking, we are walking in the light of God. We are walking, walking, we are walking, walking, we are walking in the light of God. 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 We are walking in the light of God.
Good morning, good morning. Hi, hello everybody, hello. Today was Sensational Skills Sunday. We had so much fun. And you know, the weather could not be better to bring in the spring and the month of March and our strength with our light green, as close as I can get anyway. And I'd love to introduce to you our sensational skill expert, Miss Brittany. We thank her so much. Come on up here, Miss Brittany. Miss Brittany, we've been calling her the hula hoop queen. And those of you who came to the class yesterday, I'm sure you know she is the hula hoop queen. Want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. Hi, everybody. My name is Brittany Henderson. I got an opportunity to work with the kids today, and we hula hoop. And like Miss Mary said, we couldn't have asked for a better weather. I like to hula hoop because it just puts you in the zone. You don't have time to think about anything else, what's going on. You're literally in the moment, and I can say for sure the kids got an opportunity to experience that today. So thank you so much for letting me share that with them.
Thank you for being here. We're so grateful for her. If you have a skill, look, hula hooping, who knew? Being mindful of hula hooping. We have availability in June, so step right up, don't be shy. Come see Miss B or I, and we will sign you up immediately. With that, I believe we have some sharers, but I would like to first pray for our offertory. Do I have an offertory angel? Yeah. Thank you, Ellie. Thank you so much. Okay. Let's take a deep breath. Dear sweet spirit, thank you so much for all of you've given us today, this beautiful weather, our hips that held up those hoops, so wonderful, the smiles, the gifts, the wonderful talents of Miss Brittany, the gratefulness we have for or the patience of our volunteers, for these children, for their smiles, for their, oh, all that they brought to us today, and the skills that they had in hula hooping that I will never have. For these monetary gifts, may it bless us and share with others, and so it is. Amen. And cheers, yep.
So today we learned that hula hoops, like basically when you do your little thing with the hula hoop, it builds up strength in your lower back and your stomach. And also when you're hula hooping, sometimes you, like, don't think of anything else but what you're doing.
I have the strength to accomplish all that is mine to do.
Yeah. Anyone else? Little ones? Big ones. Big ones. I think I have one. Yes. Come on, darling. Come on. Don't be shy.
She already said it, but the hula hoop builds strength in your core and lower back.
And that's where we find our strength. Really quick announcement. Don't be upset at me, I promise. Next week, instead of making sandwiches, we're still going to make sandwiches, but I'm going to do that at home. But our children are going to be dyeing hard-boiled eggs and making tissue paper flowers. And we're going to be putting baskets together to give to the senior home. So please be here next week. Do not wear your Sunday best. B and I have ordered aprons and gloves that fit little hands. So they're going to be safe, I promise. And everybody will be rotating. But please have them come in. And if you know another friend, invite them. Tomorrow's a great day to join us. With that also, the 31st is Easter Sunday. The YFM will be closed with the exception of the nursery. And on the 24th, which is Palm Sunday, we'll be doing our Palm Procession. The children will be leading the service that day. So please don't miss out anything on the month of March. Thank you so much. With that, please stand for the prayer protection and the peace song.
The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well.
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. Everybody, 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 go to the circle, circle.